Hello and welcome to another episode of the David Hessian podcast. So today's podcast is going to be all about other people's opinions and whether or not they should hold weight, the criticisms of others and how to use them as beneficially as possible, and knowing when to take them on and when to not. It all depends on kind of what the person intended, I guess, like if it was meant to be constructive or deconstructive, the type of criticism. So to start off, what I think everyone should do is have a set of values that matter to you. Because when you have a set in stone kind of value set that you know means something to you, and if you have something like this, what other people say often won't affect you as much when you know what matters to you and what's important to you. So if your values are like your friends, people who are honest, people who are kind, and then someone tries to make you feel bad for not being good at saving money, be like, well, it's not one of my values, so I shouldn't really care that that person has told me that I'm shit at saving money or shit at playing football, whatever it is. So when you get your values straight, it helps you not take on the opinions of others when it comes to, or the criticism of others when it comes to things that you don't value. Because it's easy to, you see someone with a lot of followers on Instagram and you're like, oh my God, start feeling jealous, start feeling bad, or that person, like, they have way more followers than me, maybe I should get on that. And realistically, like, it's probably not even something you value, but just in the moment you see someone else with that and you're like, oh fuck, I should be on that as well. And to be honest, it's probably something that you don't even care about, but in this kind of fast-paced world that we live in, that's just the way we react. Everything is just reactions to, like, instant stimuli. And yeah, you also need to figure out who are the five or six people in your inner circle whose opinion should carry weight. Who are the people that you know have your best interest at heart? When they say something about you, like, I know there's a few people in my life, if they say you're being a bit of a dick, my brother being one of them, unless it's like a time when we're kind of messing around, it's going to be because I'm being a dick. It's not going to be because he wants me to feel bad. It's because he wants me to be better. So you need to find people like that as well. Like, if someone on the street says to me, you're a dick, I'm going to be like, all right. I'll be like, that guy's probably a dick, because, you know, he doesn't know anything about me and he's just calling me a dick. It's like the one Brian Kane uses, the purple polar bear. If someone calls you a purple polar bear, it doesn't affect you. You also have to keep that in mind. It's like, well, that has absolutely no relevance to me whatsoever, and that person just said something a little bit silly, so I don't really care. But if they say something to you on the street, like, you're a dick, and it starts to resonate with you, two things. One, you're giving their opinion too much weight, or two, it resonated with you for a reason. Maybe you do think that you're a bit of a dick, and you know that you're doing something wrong. Then fix that, but at least use it as feedback to try and better yourself. You also have to kind of understand, is someone giving you constructive criticism or deconstructive? So as I was saying, when you have your group of five or six people in your inner circle that you know have your best interest at heart, more than likely when they give you criticism, it's going to be constructive. And it's your responsibility to take that on board. So let's say if I'm doing with work, if someone tells me I'm not doing a good job, or like saying, if someone says, like, my posts, oh, your posts are so dumb, why are you posting every day? Who are you to say that? I'm just like, all right, whatever, don't really mind. Whereas if, like, someone in my inner circle said, like, that post was a bit dumb, didn't make any sense, I'd be like, okay, why? And then they'd tell me why, and then I'd fix it, or I just wouldn't do it again. But if someone just says, oh, your posts are dumb, because they're trying to make themselves feel better, you have to understand that's deconstructive. They're not trying to help you in any way. So it's just water off a duck's back. Don't put your self-worth as well in what other people's opinions are. And that goes both ways. So if someone tells me, oh, you're the best person in the world, you're fantastic, you're amazing at what you do, it's great to get compliments. But if you base your happiness around the compliments you get from other people, and whether or not someone says you're doing a good job, and you put your value, like, you put your own self-worth in their words, then when someone says something terrible about you, you're going to also take that on as gospel. So you kind of have to have your values set and know who you are and what matters to you, and kind of see yourself the way you see yourself and not let the opinions of other people hold water and affect how you see yourself. Because let's say if I do a PT session and or I'm training a PT client and they're like, oh my God, I'm seeing such great benefits. You're so good at this. Thank you so much, whatever. And then I start getting a big head because of it. And then next week, another client is like, oh, I'm quitting because you're just doing a terrible job. And it mightn't be my fault at all. I might be doing the exact same service. That person just expected more from me or whatever. And I let that bring me down the same way. It's just going to be this constant up and down, and you're never going to know what is actually working. You have to be impartial to criticism, especially when it comes from people outside of your inside circle. So that's just something to keep in mind when it comes to opinions. And opinions are like assholes. Everybody has them. So, or has one. I think that's the way that saying goes. I think that's what I'm going to call this podcast. Be a bit clickbaity. Might help me get more views. And that's also something as well with this podcast. If you're going to start a podcast or start an Instagram, start a Facebook page, whatever it is, don't be expecting like loads of views, and definitely don't value, like, you can use like, okay, this one got good views. So that's obviously the type of content people want to see. But you should really kind of figure out what your values are and what it is that you want to do with your posts, with your social media, and kind of have a theme first off. And then with that, you can make small adjustments based on what people like and what people listen to or what kind of guests to get on, whatever. But don't just try and please everyone, because you're never going to please everyone. And you're also going to become inauthentic by doing that. Like my posts, like, I get more messages saying, like, obviously from people I know well, like, people don't just go saying shit about you, but more messages from people being like, would you shut up with your stories or whatever, or like, Monday motivation, would you fuck off? And I'm like, oh yeah, fair enough. But I'm like, you can always unfollow. I'd be like, this is the stuff that I like to hear from the people that I follow, and this is the stuff that I want to post. So that's kind of what I'm going to do. I like posting that sort of thing. Even if I'm having a bad day, I know that I post something like that, it lifts me up as well. So trying not to let the opinions of others and kind of the words of others affect what I do. Try and keep it consistent, because people have an opinion, but then they kind of forget about it. If I end up like doing well through Instagram, Facebook, podcasting, whatever, in a few years, people are like, oh, I knew you'd make it. Like, that's what people will say, because they'll forget. They'll forget the shit that they said telling you to stop or telling you to stop being an idiot. So, not that I'm doing this to get a massive podcast or anything. I actually enjoy doing it. But I think if you stick with anything, you'll end up getting good at it and you'll end up doing well at it. So basically, short one today. Just a little pick-me-up for a Tuesday, I guess. Yesterday was Blue Monday, whatever that means. Just another day, really. But if anyone was feeling down or feeling bad about themselves, hopefully this helps. Just figure out who you are, what you value, what's important to you. And then if anyone says anything to you, if anyone tries to put you down, doesn't matter. Hurt people. And yeah, have a great week. Talk to you Friday.